Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Christine Buchanan's having a terrific run of late. She's got a couple in today at Hawkesbury in the fourth traumatised. It is first up. Morning, Christian.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. This horse was on fire before you turned him out for a spell.
Yes, but I thought he'd done his job and wanted to reward it with a brief holiday and he's back in action before too long. So good to have him back today.
And you weren't selfish. You turned him out a last start winner. You didn't go to the well that one last time.
Well, he won two on the trot and he'd had a few and he was just starting to race really well. And to be honest, he kind of crammed a lot of education into his first couple of preparations. He didn't start with me till he was fairly mature. And so, you know, I think sometimes stop sooner rather than later. Hopefully get that in and reap the benefits of his preparation.
Had a nice little let up and trialled nicely at Wyong the other day. Won a trial there.
I was very pleased with his trial the other day. He certainly looks to me like he's taking the next step, you know. He got to the line really nicely, looked very genuine. He is a little bit inclined to hit the front and then think the job's done, which is something we're been addressing all along. And hopefully, because I found that left him a little bit vulnerable in a couple of his race starts, but I think he's getting the idea now.
All right. Now, Laszlo looks like he plays a few mind games. He had a little let-ups, 14 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks, freshens between runs. Has that been the intent, or has there been little injuries or something, any reason for that?
He's got his little nigglies, and we have to look after him and make sure he's happy. Placing him is tricky, to be honest. He's at his benchmark, in my opinion. And, so you've got to try and target the right races, otherwise he ends up carrying the grandstand or he's out of his grade. So it's tricky to find the right races for him now. Lovely horse. He's won a good number of races and he's been very honest. But as he's gotten a bit older, he's harder to place. And, he went in town first up midweek. It's not that it's out of his range, but then his benchmark goes up and he carries more weight again. And it makes it tricky. So we just try to manage him as much as we can.
Yeah, well, you look at him, he's at 61, 61, 59, 62. He's had the weight on, hasn't he?
Yes. And because he is quite strong-willed, we really are reluctant to put a claimer on him and relieve him of some weight that way. He's hard work to do that with. He gets on the steer and he can over-race or he can drop the bit in behind horses and things like that. So he takes a bit of riding, and so we try to stick to good, strong senior as much as possible.
Now, what's happening with Aragont? This won well for you the other day at Port Macquarie.
Out to the paddock.
See, they're winning. You just give them a holiday, don't you?
Out to the paddock. Look, we had a crack at a Newcastle race and one in town. I've got a high opinion of the horse, but really the Port Macquarie race was an afterthought on his way to the paddock. His owners live up that way. Mm. And I just thought it was fit. He was well. It was in his interest to get his maiden done and dusted. But Tommy rode in the start before and he said, look, love, nice horse, has the ability, but still putting it all together. And just needs some more time to mature. He's got a lot of leg underneath him. And he's, you know, even in that race at Port Macquarie, he's looking around and working it all out. So a bit more time for him and he won't be out for too long either, but just want a little bit of a breather and then he can come back in and go again.
You must have a big bicky barrel at home because you don't go in and take all the bickies out, do you?
What's that, sorry?
I said you must have a big bicky barrel because you don't go for the last bicky in the barrel, do you? You pull up, let them happen.
I try not to. Look, you, there's some situations where you're mad if you don't, but with a lot of our horses are slower maturing, you know, they're homebreds, and I have to take good care of them and make sure I tip all the boxes so that we do get good results for the owners going forward. So cool. I think you've got to have your big picture in mind.
Basically, it's called getting bang for your buck, isn't it? That's what it is, getting your fun and your enjoyment out of it.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, and I've got a couple of nice horses, like Aragonte and Jazz, and, you know, they're going to be really nice stayers going forward. So we look after them now and they'll have a good future. Yeah.
Good on you, Kristen. Good luck today.
Thanks, Cody. Cheers. Fingers crossed.